You know you're getting up in your years when blood's in your urine and you got to get a CAT scan. And that's what happened to me at 38. Felt some movements, felt some pain, and there I am with the oscillating, swirling circles of expensive technology scanning to see what's going on with me. And at the end of that proverbial medical day, I find out I have two minuscule kidney stones that may just lay dormant and never do anything, or could come to fruition and do something, as the nurse described, that would make me want to scream to crawl out of this life alive. And as I got the results back over the phone, I realized in medical lore, bedside manners is the most priceless option you can have. Because as I was described to the nature of kidney stones by a nurse over the phone, and the fact that I had two, she went on to explain how blinding the pain is to pass these stones, and how blinding it's going to be if they ever come to fruition and something happens. So, as we kept going and going further and further into the foyer of pain and medical agony, I had to finally stop the woman because I was tired of hearing all of the words of disgust coming from her. And again, I was reminded the only real doctor that ever had any pure bedside manner was the man that snipped my balls during my vasectomy some years back. A little old Jewish man who knew how to talk and knew how to use the instruments and got everything taken care of like a champ. So between the stones and the balls, there you go. Be careful who you wish for, and be more careful of what fate picks for you.